I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Leading pollster said on Sunday France's left-wing New Popular Front coalition is on track for an unexpected win over the far-right National Rally Party, but short of an absolute majority in parliament. An Elab poll for BFM TV projected a range of 175 to 205 seats for the New Popular Front, while an opinion way poll for CNews TV said they would win 180 to 210 seats. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist bloc was seen narrowly ahead of Marine Le Pen's RN party in the battle for second place, according to these polls. 289 seats are needed for an absolute majority in the National Assembly, France's lower house of parliament. President Joe Biden campaigns in Pennsylvania. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
President Biden enjoyed an exuberant welcome at a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, where leaders urged him to stay in the race.
President Biden is coming back. He's a comeback kid.
President Biden says he's worked hard for the black community, and there's more to do.
Make housing affordable. Help more black families build wealth and pass it on to future generations. Keep our community safe by getting weapons of war off our streets.
Biden's attendance at church and a rally with union members are designed to project strength as a swell of Democrats, alarmed by the president's debate performance, suggest he drop out of the race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The outer bands of Beryl are bringing rain and intensifying winds to Texas as coastal residents board up windows and brace for the tropical storm expected to strengthen back into a hurricane before landfall. Landfall was expected early Monday. The earliest storm to develop into a Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic, Beryl caused at least 11 deaths as it passed through the Caribbean on its way to Texas. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com.